The Man Who Found the Truth by Leonid Nikolaevich Andreev. Translated by Herman Bernstein. Chapter 1. I was 27 years old and had just maintained my thesis for the degree of Doctor of Mathematics with unusual success when I was suddenly seized in the middle of the night and thrown into this prison. I shall not narrate to you the details of the monstrous crime of which I was accused. There are events which people should neither remember nor even know, that they may not acquire a feeling of aversion for themselves, but no doubt there are many people among the living who remember that terrible case and the human brute, as the newspapers called me at the time. They probably remember how the entire civilized society of the land unanimously demanded that the criminal be put to death, and it is due only to the inexplicable kindness of the man at the head of the government at the time that I am alive, and I now write these lines for the edification of the weak and the wavering. I shall say briefly, my father, my elder brother, and my sister were murdered brutally, and I was supposed to have committed the crime for the purpose of securing a really enormous inheritance. I am an old man now. I shall die soon, and you have not the slightest ground for doubting when I say that I was entirely innocent of the monstrous and horrible crime for which 12 honest and conscientious judges unanimously sentenced me to death. The death sentence was finally commuted to imprisonment for life in solitary confinement. It was merely a fatal linking of circumstances, of grave and insignificant events, of vague silence and indefinite words, which gave me the appearance and likeness of the criminal, innocent though I was. But he who would suspect me of being ill-disposed towards my strict judges would be profoundly mistaken. They were perfectly right. As people who can judge things and events only by their appearance, and who are deprived of the ability to penetrate their own mysterious being, they could not act differently, nor should they have acted differently. It so happened that in the game of circumstances, the truth concerning my actions, which I alone knew, assumed all the features of an insolent and shameless lie, and however strange it may seem to my kind and serious reader, I could establish the truth of my innocence only by falsehood, and not by the truth. Later on, when I was already in prison, in going over in detail the story of the crime and the trial, and picturing myself in the place of one of my judges, I came to the inevitable conclusion each time that I was guilty. Then I produced a very interesting and instructive work. Having set aside entirely the question of truth and falsehood on general principles, I subjected the facts and the words to numerous combinations, erecting structures, even as small children built various structures with their wooden blocks.